Boom, we're on. Today's guest, we've got British champion Willie Lemon. How are we, brother?
I'm James, all right, I'm good.
Thanks for coming on the show, first
welcome,
of all.
Mate. Pleased to be here.
How's things?
Good, brilliant.
Did you say you're finished training?
Just finished training about half an hour ago. Here we are, Lawrence and Mick Murphy. They hammered us again, so.
40 years of age, planning for your next fight in the next 4 weeks.
Yep.
How are we feeling?
Feeling good, don't know. Sparred with Michael McGuck last week. Michael puts you through it, you know what I mean? So it was a... Right, good. It was a good test to see where I was at a stage, and I was happy, and I'm ready to go now.
So the boxing career, how did it all begin for you? Because 20 years in the game now, eh?
20 years in the game, but I started amateur boxing when I was six, so I think it was back in 1985, with the Gallagher, ABC, and I forget it, walked in, John McNeil was my coach, just walked in, that was it, started for there, had my first fight at 11, in Liverpool, 1990, so I've been in the ring for then.
Because you've 45 fights... Your losses have came for former world champions as well. They've been big fights, massive fights.
Aye.
When you, what got you the passion for the boxing? Did you fall in love with it straight away, or was it a tough one? Or
it was a weird one. I don't know. As a way in, where I stayed, it was quite a rough area.
Where did you grow up?
Giffarnock. So I'm still in Giffarnock now, but the street we stayed in, I mean, it was all brothers. It was bundles of wains, you're always rolling about, and I mean, kind of rough and ready, and the boxing kind of put me in the right road.
Kept you in the straight and narrow?
Kept me in the straight and narrow, aye.
Do you think if you never had the boxing?
I don't know, I can never say.
A different half course?
Who knows?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know about it, but I went to the boxing and just kind of things happened for then.
Good, mate. And obviously, one of the biggest ones was the loss to Amir Khan. You put him in his ass. You cracked him a good few times when he went down. The count was about 13, 14 seconds. How were you feeling then?
Well, obviously, I seen it unfolding right in front of my eyes. I've never really come out and said this, but it wasn't really the long count. There it was. It wasn't the fact that it was the fact that the referee stopped counting and told Khan to get up when Khan was still doing it at 9. He stopped counting and says, I seen his horns go and get up. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, yes, this fight's done. And then I seen him went to his glove and go and continue. And it kind of derails a wee bit. Because in my head, I'm thinking, if the referee's doing his job right, Marcus McDonald does his job right, the fight's done the sixth round, but it doesn't do his job right. And fair play to Khan, he came back and he done the job right, do you know what I mean?
Aye.
So, just...
Do you think that deflated you a bit then?
Obviously, I mean, I've trained for a six-year-old, and that could be the turning point of your career for at the time, three kids now, but at the time I had two kids, and I'm going, well, this could be, help set their future, but it wasn't to be.
The golden ticket, basically. How did you ever get a rematch for that?
I don't know what happened. Apparently the rematch was on the cards, but nobody really... I was wanting the rematch. I heard Cam was wanting the rematch, but I heard his promoters weren't too keen on it.
Aye, that was the story. Scared, because if he gets beat...
I'm not saying they were scared, James. I can't say that because look at the guys he's fought. The guy, he's fought better fighters than me, do you know what I mean? But he's at that time, I was just maybe a wee bogeyman, and my name wasn't big enough to risk again, because I didn't think it was a hard fight. I fought better guys than Amir Khan.
But he did get... You know yourself, some fighters get fast-tracked.
Aye.
He was getting fast-tracked Terry Top. So if you defeat him 12 fights in, then does that derails his...
Listen, I was always up against it. It was...
Because you were underdog, but you were smoking him.
I was a Commonwealth champion at the time. So I was... And I knew it was going to be a hard ask. It was in London. It was... I'm not saying it was any day, but it was three English judges, an English referee, and in the heart of London. Amir Khan had that thing coming out the week later, the story so far. I mean, it was all against, and I knew what I signed up for, but as I say, it wasn't to be. I'm going to moan about it. It's just these things. I just want to, as I say, I've just kind of shrugged my shoulders and gone, but that was what happened. I've seen it.
But fair play to you, because you've still fought bigger guys. Who was the Mexican?
Oh, Morales. Morales.
He's only Mexican that's won four titles in four different weights.
Is it seven?
He might have won seven titles, but in four different weight classes.
I think it is. He's the only Mexican to do that. So he is.
How was that fight?
The fight, I mean, it wasn't just a fight.
The experience?
It was the experience. Me and my brother went there. My brother Raymond went there to that. And there was 56,000 at the fight. It was in a bar, you know. So it was, and you couldn't... I can't even explain how it was like. I couldn't hear the MC say my name the night because of the noise. And when Morales came out, I actually felt the place kind of shake with the noise. The noise was unbelievable. It was just surreal.
Take some boss butt to get into the backyard of the Mexicans.
It was by Centennial year independence, 100 year independence. And that was
Be shiting yourself.
No, I loved it. I thrive on that sort of stuff. I one thing I'd be able
to... That's easier for Kilfarm, look, but
I've never shot the fight. I've never said no to a fight. The only reason I've maybe said no to a fight for money's not been right. Mm-hmm. But when I asked you to fight Eric Meraz, the thing about this one is right, they know this. I broke my horn. I started training with a broken horn for the Meraz fight. 2 weeks into camp, I couldn't get a punch. I was hyped. I had a stookie in my horn. I asked the white fight. I cut the stookie off. I didn't sign the contracts. Couldn't even sign my name on the contracts. But I wasn't. There was no way I wasn't taking that fight.
Aye.
We went to Mexico City, and I've never seen it less in my life. Honestly, the people are brilliant. The Mexican people. I still keep in contact with Eric Morales. Mm-hmm. His trainer, Raul Robles, and his old dad. You know what I mean? We hold a burrito. That's what it's called. Uh-huh. But I mean, it's all the boys. Everybody are there. They love the fight game and they love the fighters. They're brilliant to us, treat it as well. Obviously, didn't get the right result, but just to share the ring with that guy.
Aye. You know what I mean? To even go there and to be fighting in front of near enough 60,000 is a dream come true. You would take that any day starting off your boxing career.
That's the fights I want to be involved in. I'm back here. Morales got me. I was meant to sign with Morales because I was ahead in the scorecards when it caused a couple of body shots that they put a hole in the side of the house. Do you know what I mean? It was. He's been at the top of the game. Mm-hmm. He's a legend. He's by the immortals, they call him. Do you know what I mean? This guy is right up there. Mm-hmm. So I was winning the fight, but the altitude kind of caught up with us and I just couldn't breathe. He was kind of going well with him and he was impressed with the fight and he invited me and I was there for
that's good, isn't it? Because you're very well respected, mate. Everybody kind of loves you. When I was putting posts up about you, everybody was buzzing that you were coming on. You're a very well respected guy. How was the training camp for that fight in Mexico? Did you train all there to get used to the...
That was the thing. We went there for a week before it. It was the money wasn't great for the fight. It was in Mexico. If the fight was in Vegas, we're laughing, but it wasn't. It was in Mexico City where, I mean, the ticket price was like $2, $3. Do you know what I mean? No, that's what it's like, wasn't it? Uh-huh. I mean, it's a very kind of humble place. Mm-hmm. I see people are all brilliant that. So there wasn't, but it was on pay-per-view. I said I fought for nothing. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going there for the money. We only got the money to take half us.
Did you? How?
In the airport coming home.
Think you're smugglers, Scottish boys coming through a Mexican airport.
Me and my brother Raymond, Peter Harrison and Stevie, we had equal amount of money on us because they paid us in
dollars.
We might get money transferred to a bank, but it's the wrong bank account number we got sent here. So they paid in $20 bills and they've clocked it in the pocket, they've took us into a room and they've a table at us, they've just put our money on the table. They went, where'd you get that money for? I'm with my brother got a hat. That's away. He says, I went, I boxed one of your fighters last night, Eric Meraz, and this wee guy just leaned back a chair and looked at me and went, I saw that fight, and just piled their money back up and gave my dope.
That's mad, isn't it?
They could have took that and there's nothing they could have done.
Because they'll be on buttons all there. They'll be getting pennies.
They gave me every penny back. And I was like, but it was a close one there, but fair play to them, they gave us it all back. Do you know what I mean?
That's good, isn't it? So, obviously, you've had a great career. You're trying to get things back on track. You've just says you want to fight five more times. Mm-hmm. So, who do you want in the pipeline? Who do you want to fight next?
I've signed Wayne Wilson. So, if St Andrews Sporting Club, Ian's, I've known Ian for years, good pals, Wayne, and he knows, and he's seen us at the gym that, and he knows that I'm still. The last 2 weeks, I feel as I've been firing all cylinders. There's no end there, wouldn't they fight? No, there is. Obviously, there's guys in my weight. There's fights that could have maybe happened and never happened. The fight, obviously, with Ricky Burns might have happened, but we're at different weights. Ricky was wanting to move down a weight, and I was staying at the weight I was at. There was a few things kind of said, but nothing materialised. So, obviously, there's a lot of... As I said, I've never, not once in my life, have I said no to a fight.
Does it... Have you still got the hunger for it then? You must have.
100%. My two boys do the box. This is what got me back in. I think my two boys are doing the boxing with Dennis McNair, Jake and Drew, and they're doing well. So I'm up and helping the boys and for what? They've sucked us back in.
Thought they're getting fights again.
Sucked me right back in.
You've been Commonwealth champion, British champion.
Aye.
You've had so many belts. Many belts you won? Seven.
Aye.
Which is phenomenal. You would take that any time of your career as well.
See, bonus James, I've been a part-time boxer. Mm-hmm. I still worked as a joiner on the bowling sites. Do you know what I mean? I took maybe some 4 or 5 weeks off to train. But I've had some good sponsorships like Morton's Rolls, Site Services and that. They've done well.
Back when I was
kind of in the big fights. But it started off 20-year-old when I had my first pro fight in the hotels. We were getting £500 a fight. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That's what you're getting.
How hard does it to make a living for the boxing game?
As I say, I've always had to work. Do you know what I mean? I've never been... When my career was going good, there was maybe a few times when injuries happened or fights got postponed and... there was a time where there was a wee bit of momentum gathering, but it never, like the can, when I won the Commonwealth title, when I won the British title, sorry, I was meant to fight DeRocco for the European title, and it never materialised. He ended up fighting Ricky Burns for the world title, mm-hmm. but I mean, just things like that. If I fight DeRocco, beat DeRocco, then mm-hmm. you get a shot at Ricky. Now, things like that.
It just opens up doors. A bit of luck as well, innit?
It's a wee bit of good luck, but it's just the way this game, kind of, I mean,
would you think the state of affairs the new in the boxing game, even the heavyweight game, it's a bit fucked, or it? None of the big fighters want to fight each other. Do you think money's taking all that a bit?
Listen, see, in the box it gets good money, I take my half after them. See how they get the big fights, fair play, because I've been in this game for was it, 6 year old, do you know what I mean? I've been in this game for 34 years, and I've done all right in the boxing. So there's times when I've times when it's been you're training for, I mean, there's three fights in a row, Sam. Same for 8 weeks, five falls through, don't get paid. Two weeks later, you go again. 8 weeks train, falls through. That's happened three times. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, you've just trained for, I mean, 24 weeks and no made a penny. Mm-hmm. So see any fighter, fair play to them for a bit. They're making, if they get good money, good.
Would you think any Scottish boys coming through now?
A few crackers now. So
big boy Josh Taylor.
Josh Taylor's very good. Me and Josh were actually on. Me and Josh were on talking to each other through Messenger. Mm-hmm. He was telling me, this was a couple of years ago, so I'm going to come up for my 20th year, Josh, and be like, why don't we get a fight? Well, the wild old fox, you're a young lion. I mean, let's do it then. Uh-huh. That's good. Mm-hmm. Listen, I know I'll be right up against it with Josh, I mean, mm-hmm. this, but again, I wouldn't say no to it. This time, Josh uh-huh. wasn't where he is now. Uh-huh. This is a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, never materialised. I sent a message, I said, have you spoke to him again yet? He's like, well, I've not spoke to him. I was like, okay.
But, shite back. Chatting for you, so he is.
I believe Josh, he's something special.
He's flying, isn't he? He's going to be
very good.
World champion.
Oh, I believe he could unify the belts in this World Series. Mm-hmm. Boys. And do you know what? He's a cracking boy. He's sound, a street guy. He put a kettle on for him, do you know what I mean?
Sounds decent, man. I watched his last fight and he's phenomenal. He's just got that something where you can tell he could potentially be a great.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's had fights, had no many
double figures. No, you're not double figures, is it?
I think he's moved just into that, but I actually feel quite ignorant that I don't know the boy's record.
No, he's just kind of started that.
I know he's still novice level, but he's beating all the best.
He was at the hydro night there.
Aye.
He was flying, but good luck to him, man.
Aye, definitely.
And anybody, but what do you think of the Scottish boys coming through? Anybody else?
A few good ones. There's MTK's got a show, and there's a few cracking fights on it. You've got mm-hmm. Michael McGurk's fighting Kieran Smith.
Right.
That's two undefeated. I used to manage the two boys. Mm-hmm. So they two boys are fighting each other. I think they're roughly 14-15-0. I think you've got Scott Allen fighting the boy for Edinburgh, Lee McGregor, mm-hmm. for Lee McGregor's Commonwealth belt. So there's a few good fights coming through, a few Scottish matchups. That's what's going to happen. Scottish boys are going to start fighting Scottish boys. Mm-hmm. Because what I remember is being in Mexico when I was there. There was a guy who had like 21 wins, 7 defeats, and he won a world title. Here they don't really worry about defeats. Mm-hmm. We've got a thing here when we get a defeat. Oh, it's
over.
Panic state, and it's just that's what happens. Two sides to this game, winning mm-hmm. and losing. You just want more wins and losses. Don't
of
I mean?
Course, it's but how you get up for the defeats, it's how you react to them. And I think people say it. You'll hear a lot of top trainers say it. A true champion's made when
they come back.
He tastes defeat and comes back for that and becomes champion again. Mm-hmm. You see guys like Tyson Fury, I love that story for him, hitting rock bottom, tasting defeat, and for personal reasons, through in the ring, and he's come back for that and fucking got himself back in track again.
Well, big man, some character, isn't he? Big Tyson Fury. I could actually sit and listen to him all day. I think he's part of brilliant.
And that shows, that's a sign of a champion.
Of course.
How hard is it for you to hang up the gloves? Do you think you ever hang them up?
No, I mean, you get retired. No joking. No, it's do you know something? It's when I fought Tyrone Nurse. When I won the British title, I never lost the British title. I had to relinquish it because I got told I damaged my shoulder, and they says if you don't defend it, we're going to take it off you. Right, that's what I got told. So give the belt up. Done a deal with Eddie Hearn. Give the belt up. Big Tyrone fought Chris Jenkins, I think it was, for it. So Tyrone was the champion. Then the deal was, obviously, fight Tyrone. It didn't happen for about an hour and a half from there. I was going to be a Zimmer frame, I was that old. So I fought big Tyrone again, and the big man, he beat me on the night. So I ran out of gas, if I'm honest. We didn't have the best training kit. I'm not going to make excuses. He was better than me that night, and he won the fight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't have my belt back. I had enough fight after it, and I won. So
How is a boxing camp? How tough is that? Because you've just told me today you're training three times.
Three times. I'm up at 4:30. I need to do my 4:30 in the morning run. If I don't do that run in the morning, my day
fucked.
It just doesn't go as planned. So that's my ritual. That's what I need to do. It's basically a couple of 4:30 in the morning. I'll do my 5.5, 6.5 mile, whatever it is, whatever I feel like. Sometimes you're out and you feel tired, so you want to do your 5 mile, and other times you feel good, you do a bit extra. Yeah, I'm back in the gym at 10 in the morning with Lawrence McMurphy. And then at night, I'm with George Fleming up at the Acropolis Graveyard. That is brutal.
Hull sprints? So
it's just hull, stairs, press-ups, dealing with your weights, ankle weights, horn weight, you name it. It's old-fashioned training, but I'm old school. So I like all this training. I don't like all your machines.
And fancy gyms and
we've got a good gym, don't get me wrong. We train at the Fighting Scots gym in Bell's Hill. It's a cracking gym. It's got everything you need to get fit. But I like the old gyms. I don't use any machines.
How are you getting? What weight are you fighting at?
This one's going to be 10.7.
Because you've moved up every
moved
time,
up
haven't you?
For 9.4 to 9.9 to 10 stone to 10.7.
What weight are you at the now?
10.8.
How hard is it to get it off?
I'm going to be honest with you, right? This is as you get older, I'm still training the same intensity, right? I'm still doing it, and I'm still doing what I can do. But she getting this weight off us.
Is that metabolism slowing down?
My lassie Mace, she'll sit down next to me with a plate of dinner, bigger than what I'm eating. What's happening here? Just the way it is.
Is it hard?
I just have wee small meals for me three, four times a day. You know what I mean? I mean, I say small, I mean, with three spoonfeeds. It's done. But that's what you've got to do. It's a discipline. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
You clearly love it. You didn't
I do love it. I do love a game. As I say, I've not had my two boys to go into it.
Would you focus on them after your next five fights?
Listen, I'm just letting them play to the now. I know it's a lonely career, it's a lonely sport. You're in there yourself. I've got a team that's helped you train, but see, that bell goes, it's the worst place in the world when you're tired. So all I can do is advise them on certain things. Do you know what I mean? If they turn to me tomorrow and say, go to play football, see when you go.
How tiring is it in there? What rounds do you really go, I'm fucked here?
Round 4. Nah. Some fights, when I fought Woodhouse, I trained for 14 weeks for the Woodhouse fight. So I remember, on back after round, Woodhouse my pal, right? Me and him going well, so I've caught me in the 11th round, and I remember going to myself, I'm glad, because I wasn't sure the fight was going. One of the judges, I'm not going to say his name, he knows who he is, he scored at a draw. So he did. What that? Again, I'll say his name here, but it's just why he finds. He's called how he's seen it. But after I put him down in front of him, I feel, because I went back and I felt tired, really tired, and going to come out for the 12th round. But see, being fit, didn't mean to say you don't get tired, it means you get through it. Get through it. Even when you're drained, you're ready to go again, get your minutes
rest. Is that the mental side there?
Of course.
To come down to play, because it's not just a case of the fitness stuff, it is the mental side, away for your family and that as well. If you've got free weigh-ins and away to training camps, is that the difficult part, the lonely journey that it comes with?
I like training in Glasgow, so I'm born and bred here. I've been to training camps abroad and that, you know what? Give me the gym with training, the camps with Hulls, the Necropolis, I'm happy. So I don't need big fancy training camps, but I've got a lot of good fighters here that we get the sparring for. I mean, loads of good fighters. We don't need to get spars for. We don't need to bring fighters in because there's that many good fighters. And obviously, I'm part of a lot of fighters, so if I need to fight a southpaw, plenty of people want to help. I'm the same. If I can help them, I do the same with them, do you know what I mean? So
I think that's the way it should be. Everybody should be helping each other. Do you think people should get... People are getting through more into the deep end, though. People that's not been through the ranks to get title fights are going pro too early. Because who was it? Hadonin? Somebody was saying that boys are going in too early for pro fights and try to get a pro licence and have only fought maybe 5 or 6
see a lot
amateur
of,
fights.
You've got the big guy, what's his name for big English guy, he fought, was it Dylan White?
Aye.
He only had something like 5 or 6 amateur fights. Scott Harrison had 20 odd fights as an amateur. And what's the guys, what for Scott wasn't he? Scott's suited to the programme. Scott's a hardened pro fight for his first fight, do you know what I mean? So as they've got other boys, they need to come through the ranks. I think if you can win a few things at amateur, be a right successful amateur, then you can get a blank check, you put your number on that. That's what the good thing is. But, of course, people do turn pro too early, people get in the ring fights.
What weight's Scott Harrison?
Scott's, I think he's lightweight, 9 stone 9.
Because he's trying to get his licence, isn't he, back?
it's a liberty sort of some.
It is, isn't it? It's fucking bad.
The guy's been through them all.
Mm-hmm.
So he's paid his dues earlier and there again. And I don't know the full story, but to me looking in, he should get his license back.
1,000,000% and get a guy's life back because
but again, I don't know the story, but aye. I just think he's been through them all.
Aye.
I mean he's paid his dues. I think he's fucking how many times seen he in the ring putting
the graft in, aye.
I mean,
and it's the personal things again, it coming back for that, getting himself fit again and wanting to fight, it's his life.
He's training hard. Me and Scott, we've been off gym mates for years, we've sparred thousands of rounds. Mm-hmm.
Scott's a great guy. Scott's coming on the podcast actually. He's,
is he?
Aye, just a great guy. And I want him to do well, I want him to get a fight, and he deserves it because there's guys out there that's getting failed drug tests and they're getting their license back after 6 months and stuff like that. Scott's just wanting to fight again. It's in his blood. He's wanting to fight. He's wanting to support his family. Give the guy a fucking break.
I said, let him earn some money. Aye. Let him support, as you say. Fill the fridge, pay the bills, support his family, innit?
Could you just not get a fight?
He's got been pals for years, do you know what I mean?
But is it difficult to fight pals?
No, I fought Crawl. Me and Crawl were good pals. So I fought him. I mean, he battered me. Who needs enemies?
How does that in your mind when you're going to fight a pal? Job?
It was a weird way. I walked out. So we walk out. Crawl stayed my house. He stayed me. He came up to help me spar. He was staying. Who was I fighting? I can't remember. He stayed my house. He was up here sparring with Ricky Burns, in fact. So I've let him stay in my house and I was taking all his runs and that. Just, I was doing that to kind of help Ricky out there. I get to know Crawler. Crawler's a cracking boy. And I walked out for the first round and I threw a jab. I went, I have nothing tonight. I just knew I had nothing there. I hadn't made that weight in 6 years or something. I had to do it at 9 stone 9. Crawler's bouncing about, buzzing, man. I fought my jab, and he just kind of walked right through, and I went, so it was a hard 12 rounds that night. I just had to just take my medicine, I suppose.
It was
a bad day at the office, but you can't go all my way home. Do you know what I mean? Go to take what he was getting.
But he's another great fighter that's had a great career as well.
His last fight against Lomachenko. So it seemed to get up at that level and fight the kind of guys. You know what I mean?
He's a fighter, isn't he?
Well, Lomachenko's something else. I mean, he's an acrobat. He's wearing a circus performance or something. He's
was an old dancer and all that shit back in the day.
He's just...
He's like dance classes and...
This guy's... He's a different breed.
Aye.
Join.
I know it was some fight that for a wee man to get that, wasn't it?
Of course it was. Old Crawler played well for it. My boy Jake texted him 3 years before the fight. No, Crawler, he's going into the biggest fight of his life. My boy Jake sends him a text. All the best tonight, Anthony. Do you want me to go back to him before the fight? Thanks, Jake. Text you after it. You know what I mean? I just showed you the class of the guy. To even take time out to text a wee boy back, which I think was, I mean...
That's my respect for yourself as well, isn't it?
Of course, but even just to answer back. No, because he never answered me back. He never answered me. So, no, that was, for him to do that, I mean, I take my hat off to Croaz. That's top marks.
Good,
like that.
Mate. Who did you look up to as a boxer? Who was your idol?
Eric Meraz.
Was it?
I'm going to believe it.
Fucking hell.
I watched him. I used to go up in the morning, watch him Brera fight, and Meraz. I always liked Meraz. So I did. Then so that's what I'm saying. When I got, I forget, I was sitting in Coyers, my wee brother Raymond, and the phone goes. I answered the phone, Big Alec, my manager, Big Alec Morrison, says, I honestly thought he was at it. He says, do you want to fight Eric Meraz? I went, I'd bought Alec. He went, no, I'm serious, do you want to? I says, I walked outside to the phone call, I came back in, I be like, my bra, who do you think? I've just been asked to fight you. My bra will like me. Eric Meraz, he never knew. He never heard the phone call. I went, aye. And he's going, no danger, because he's doing the wheels in or something, doing some sort of promotion for a film. And that was how the Meraz saga.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
I was what it was. And then my bra really like me, what you got to do about that? Because I had a broken horn. I went, I remember getting up that night and cutting it off with a bread knife. I cut the stookie
did
off.
Did you have a stookie on?
I had a stookie on to cut the stookie off. Because I can't just feel up to sign a contract that's too cool and go, ah, oh, chase yourself. No, so that was it.
Did you have to pretend that you were up to fit?
It was brand new. I started hitting a heavy bag and all that. And I was going, every time I was hitting this bag, Peter Harrison's going at me. Are you all right? I'm going, aye, Peter, just my shoulder. I've seen my shoulder was sore. My shoulder my horn. So that was that.
But that's what dreams are made, aren't they?
Aye, that was, I know that's just, let's say, I was, you couldn't write that. So you could write what happened. That was every day something new was happening. They've done a press conference, for instance, right? They're so laid back, the Mexicans. They come up to the door, chap the door. There's a Celtic player playing for Celtic at the time, and his mom and brother chap around the door. No, I'm a genuine Partick Thistle fan. Mm. My wee brother, Kevin Ravender Thistle, my two boys, they had season books. I was looking for all my belts and that. So I'm a genuine Thistle fan, right? And she asked me with a walk at the ring with a Celtic strip on. Uh-huh. I had to explain, look, I couldn't do a Celtic mm-hmm. or a Ranger strip.
Aye.
Because I went for the, one. Mm-hmm. A lot of my people come and see
everybody
me
done
and
it.
And know what? And I don't bother about I've mm-hmm. right off seen football and I don't even keep track. Mm-hmm. I used to play football pro mm-hmm. for Albion Rovers.
Oh, did you? I was with Albion Rovers back in the day. Aye. In fact, wee Sylvestra.
Chris
messaged us a couple of days ago.
Aye.
So he did an aye. Chris messaged.
Because me and Chris fought as amateurs, didn't uh-huh. he? So one each, that was me and I had two balls. Me Chris was
some fat as fuck.
Some fighter, so some
fighter I know. I've seen the Albion Rovers training, just lapping everybody.
Aye.
Still fit to this day. My big pal, James Dalziel, I think they used to work in the trains together. I don't know where they worked, man, but he used to say that, he's still fit, still training.
I was there, I was only 17, I was in the first, uh-huh. I got in the first team that, could you believe it, I was playing for Tower Hearts. One weekend, my pals, a Sunday team, and then all of a sudden playing for Albion Rovers, getting toast and that made shift after three.
We signed a contract, we were on like fucking 59 or 69 quid a week through there.
So I was getting 50 quid a week.
Shocking,
so
man.
But at the time I was apprentice doing or something, we were getting in. I was getting, so my wages were doubled, and see, we got a win. You got an appearance bonus and a win bonus, and plus your 50 quid. I was getting 150 quid a week because mm-hmm. the first four games I played with one.
It's mad, isn't it?
That was then. Then the
Chris is a great
then
guy.
Then the sauce movement, he's not a good
stick to the boxing.
So that was it.
What's your best ever fight then?
It's got to be a Woodhouse fight, innit? Mm-hmm. Because, as I say, I fought Arthur for the British title. I just didn't. My two previous British title fights I never performed against Arthur and against Crawler. And Arthur, the night I fought him, he was on fire, he was good, and I didn't have the best nights.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur got against Crawler. He says, I've been up against two good, so I fought Woodhouse, who was a British champion at the time, I was a Commonwealth champion, so two's put our belts line. And obviously I won that fight, but that was one of my best fights, because 35, 36 I think at the time, mm-hmm. so it was good to get that performance, because it was a hard 12 rounds, and I just kept the same, in fact mm-hmm. for round 6 I stepped up, which was good.
How did you not kick on for that then, when you won that, get a couple of decent fights, what happened?
Yeah, I was hoping to get the European title fight with Rocco, and Eddie Hearn tried to get the fight, but the Rocco never wanted the fight. Mm-hmm. Just didn't want it. So I says, I always believe my name wasn't big enough for these guys to risk it. But they knew, anybody knows that for fighting, they're in for a hard night.
Aye.
Win or lose, it's got to be a hard night, no matter what. And he just, obviously we had one day he fought Ricky Burns for the WBA title, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Which what happened, and obviously he's getting more money for that, and Ricky dusted him, you know what I mean?
Why is it when a fighter loses, maybe it's their first loss and they're only 30-31, people should say they should retire, they should hang up their gloves. What is all that?
Is that just
bad press?
Nah, it's just when I fought Crawler, I mean it's probably why that I don't want to take any credit away for Crawler. I was terrible. Crawler was good and I wasn't good at it, right? And after the fight is you should chuck it, you should this, you should that. And then I was with Tommy Gilmore at that time. Then I fought Eddie Doyle for the Commonwealth. So that Eddie was undefeated. And I was kind of Eddie's kind of upcoming, I'm on the slide kind of thing. But I went out again. I hate talking about these guys because I'm probably where I go. But the fight lasted a minute and a half. I won the fight. I just went out. I was fired up because I had all these people saying, you're finished, chuck this, chuck that, don't do this. And I'm going, I'm going to forget how to do this game in mm-hmm. a weekend. Do you know what I mean? I've been doing it for 6 years. Right. It was a bad night I had, and I'll prove it was a bad night.
How do you deal with that then, the negative press?
I'm very good at switching off. Mm-hmm. So I just calm my mind and just go on with what I've got to do. That's it.
Because you look at guys like Pacquiao when they're in their 40s and they were telling him to retire 55, 6 years ago mm-hmm. and he's on fire again.
Still doing it,
He's on fire again.
I believe, see the minute you start acting old, you start getting old.
100%.
See, I'm still training three times a day and between me and Mick and Morris Murphy, right, I'm always walking, it's a word, gruesome. I mean, Mike McGuck was in the day with a wee weights punching for like 25 mm-hmm. minutes, right? And I could stop laughing. I'm going, so I'm hitting the bike. I'm having an easier day today. It's not a hard session, but it was easier than Michael's day. And I'm still laughing, going, get up, you boy.
Where's the ultimate place for you then in Scotland to fight? Where do you want to finish it?
I fought in a good place. I fought in O2, uh-huh. I fought in the Hydro. I fought in Mexico. But one is, this is my regret in boxing.
Fur Hill?
No, I'd love to have fought in Fur Hill, but I got offered to fight Madison Square Garden on the Joe Calzaghe Roy Jones Jr. undercard. I used to fight a boy called Dimitri Slater. I was moving up in weight to fight him. I says, aye, they sent the contract there. The contract was terrible. We sent it back. They sent another one there, which was even worse. And I was just advised not to sign it. And I'm going, I don't care. It's a fight, man. I swear to God, I'll sign anything. Let me, I want to fight. Barry Hughes, my manager at the time, Barry got me to fight. And they're just advised by the lawyers, listen, you can't sign this contract.
Why?
They've got you always. There was some sort of loophole in it. If you didn't, they could say they're getting you £1 million for your next fight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't get that fight for 90 days, it was null and void, but you're still tied to them.
Aye.
Kind of thing, something like that. But if I beat Salita, my next fight was against Zab Judah. So it was, my name was up there, but and that fight never materialised. And that to this day,
haunts you.
That's what's that can fight.
So my big pal, big Jay Carrigan, big heavyweight, he was always fighting at 18, 19.
He was training me. He was training once, that guy.
Big Jay, he was all there. I think he was 18, 19 when all there.
Aye. So I remember he had a fight there.
Ah, watched it. He should have won it. Should have fucking won it. I think it was 4 rounds or something.
Aye, 4 rounds.
But anything's possible. The mindset, mate. We spoke before it's been started, and you believe that you can get another title?
Of course. I mean, give me another victory, I'm back in the top 10, and so I've still got a half-decent name, which people say it's a good stepping stone, but stepping stones are slidey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what Cannon all that for, and you fucking shook our aim. Do you know what I mean?
I know. It's, do you know something? The can fight is... Berets, he was the only kid on come at the time. As I say, it wasn't a hard fight. It wasn't hard at all. And I switched off for a couple of seconds, and they caught me.
How? That's a lot of people touch on for you. Have you ever spoke to Can after
him. I seen him a couple of years ago. That's the first I've seen him for the fight. Doing it the Callum Smith. Callum Smith was fighting, doing Liverpool. I can't remember who was fighting. I think he was fighting another big Scouser boy. Don't mean a big Callum was fighting, because big Callum was up with Cross, staying in my house when they were up here training. So I've been watching them and Jimmy Moore and big Tony Bellew's like that, and I've never seen him. He's like, oh, I was like, you can use that rematch.
So obviously the Alex Affer fight and all, Brayhead Arena,
aye.
Massive British title.
Well, that was full, that was some atmosphere that night. So it was, remember that fight, walked out, that was at the time, I mean, that's how long ago this fight was, they still had horse hair in the gloves. I've got the gloves in the house, it's like horse hair in them.
Uh-huh.
There's 8 ounce. Horse here. Alex Harper hit me with a jab and I felt as I've been hit with a brick. I went, what was that? He just hit me with there. It was a solid left jab. I went, and it was a wake up call. I went, I just wasn't ready for that level at that time. There was Alex Harper was, he developed a bit quicker than me. You know what I mean? We had a few spells after it, but you know what I mean? It was a different story.
Aye. Would you have wanted a rematch for that?
Of course. Listen, you know, we became quite pally until he put on his Instagram all day and beating me. I sent my text when he knew.
Dirty bastard.
You don't talk to me then put the things up. You know what I mean?
Does it, because you've got quite good nature about you. You've got quite good nature about it. You've not got any grievances or any grudges.
It's bad, bud, because I would beat fair and square after guys. The guys, I mean, I've given it 40 of the defeats to other people. Do you know what I mean? I've given it 40 of the... I've had it 5 times, so I've been quite fortunate, as I've had quite a good career. You couldn't tell me, I don't know any other Scottish fighter that's fought in front of nearly 60,000 fans.
I wouldn't say you've had a good career, I say you've had a great career.
You've always but it's been based on what it was done in the shoestring.
Boy for Gofarmlock and just you know myself, these schemes are fucking difficult to do in with your life, and it goes for anybody watching or listening that you can achieve it, and it doesn't matter if the people who have defeated you have been former world champions, have won world championship belts with no fucking mugs. It's not as if you're fighting some Joe Bloggs in the...
No.
Do you know what I mean? So you've got to give yourself massive credit.
I probably don't give myself, I just look at it...
Because you wanted more, because you believed...
I always aimed high.
Aye.
So see the Morales fight, I'm going to beat him. See the Can fight, I'm beating him. See the Arthur fight, I'm thinking I'm going to win that as well. Oh, sorry, Ryan, all the occasions, but... I mean...
I know, but for a small percentage then... You would take that any day of the week?
Of course. I don't think, even now, if I'm going against somebody, I don't think they're going to beat me. I think I'm there to win. So I'm as I say, there's times I've proven wrong, but it's not going to, it doesn't dent my determination. I never know when I'm beat. There's times, in the Tyrone Nurse fight, so I never forget it, Tyrone Nurse fight, you see me going back to the corner, Jim Watt goes, that's a long walk, right? Because I looked terrible, I've been hit by a motor. Honestly, I was bad, right? I went back and I'm going, when right round 9, I says, I'll try and just get through this round, they'll just keep me all the last two. I still think I'm going to win the fight. So,
okay, it happens, but then I, so for going forward after your boxing, what do you see yourself doing then?
Well, sure, I'd done that. I had the managing promoting thing, didn't I? I had a few, fighters, but just didn't work out.
Yeah, it's just knowing your passion for it. Yeah,
do something right. I'm wasn't the best at the business side of things. I still treated everybody. I've still felt like a fighter, and you try to kind of compensate a lot of things and put your hand in your own pocket, and I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we've done it for so long.
What you gonna do then? If you fought that far ahead?
Nah. So
does it make you nervous thinking about my time could drop?
I used to think about it when I was like 31, 32.
You're probably still fighting at fucking 50.
No, I reckon I've got another year left. Thinking I've five fights.
I think you've got more than that. If you're training 3 times, you have got a glow about you.
Oh, Mick the day. Sorry, Mick. Don't like calling Mick Muff for the day. She's young Mick Muff for the day. She says to me, he went, looking good, man. Best I've seen you for. If you've joined this gym, he went, that's the best I've seen you. I'm going, good. So seen you here. And Mick doesn't mince his words. See, if you're looking crap, we'll go, what are you doing?
Aye. It's terrible. Time to fucking wrap it up.
So it's a good thing that I've got guys like that in my corner who they don't mess their words, they don't mess about. If they think, I sparred a boy, I'll be honest, I was training for the last fight, I sparred a boy, Dean Sullivan, boy for Dundee, and a boy schooled me, took me to school. So did, I mean, I just could not let go. I couldn't hit this guy with a haunch of gravel. He was just catch me left, right, and centre. I was time to call it a day. And he went, well, you've not really hit for 2 days. He says, you're struggling with it. He went, how do you expect to perform? And it's just wee things like that you forget about.
Energy levels.
But I went in there with a young boy's up and coming, and the boy's a cracker. But he schooled me. You know what I mean? I'm going, that's the spam. It harms. So it does, but he schooled us.
But so, that should give you, that'll just go for it.
That's what see back in the day, you're coming through, you're winning every minute, every round. See, now, I use spam for certain things. There's times I'll go and spar, and I'll use it for defence. I'll hardly throw any points. There's times I'll go and I'll use it for attack. There's times I'll go and use it just, I don't care if I don't win the spars now. On the right, on the
does
right.
That come into training for your coach to tell you what days to do that?
Do you just do that yourself?
What you need to learn, sharpen up.
I've been here long enough to know what I need to do. Do you know what I mean? Lawrence and Mick, they know that. But if I'm doing something wrong, I either write my case and going, right, I think you should do this. And there's times, that tells me that boy, I'm biting walls and going, what are you doing? I'm going, I'm not there. I've nothing there. No. So he's trying to get that. I'm just walking away. I'm walking to that phone. I need his in.
How much do you actually slow down between the ages of 30 and 40? Is there a difference?
I'm still doing 7 minute miles in it. You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest. I'm still doing my day in the gym. I'm feeling a bit more after it. But come the next day, I'm ready to go again.
The recovery?
My recovery's always been amazing, so I've always had a brilliant recovery. I mark up dead easy, but I heal dead quick. And it's the same when I train hard, when I'm burnt out the next round, I'm ready to go again. I've always had a right good engine that way, do you know what I mean?
All right, good, because I talked to a couple about, is it Joe Hamm?
Aye, Joe
Senior's a great guy. I speak to you, the old boy. And he's got a fight coming up soon, I think.
See, a lot of good boys. There's a lot of good boys. They were in the Commonwealth Games. Done brilliant, and I just kind of so it's the time for him to start grabbing things is new, do you know what I mean? And hope for the boys can do it. I don't do like old Joe as well.
Great guys, man. I speak to him, aye. Good luck to them. So, we've spoke about everything for the future. Going forward, you've no still says it, but who's your ideal fight for you to try and get it done? Ricky Burns, is that who you're mentioning?
I would love to fight. No, it's a very hard fight, but you know what? It's a money fight. It's a money fight. I don't know what Ricky's got planned. I don't know if he's getting put. It's kind of slowed down a wee bit. You know what I mean? So if he's looking for somebody just to keep ticking there, then I'm his man. You know what I mean? I've got hundreds of respect for Ricky. He's a hard, hard man.
And a gentleman.
Ricky's one of the hardest trainers. So as I mean, he's fought some world-class fighters as well, and he's went to 12, his durability is unbelievable, do you know what I mean? He trains hard, he lives a life, he's got where he's got through absolute hard work and merit, do you know what I mean? Right. So fair play him, but of course, listen, there's nobody, see if Amir Khan's on the phone tomorrow, I'd jump at the chance. I would love to fight any one of the top boys, so I would, you've got the young boys coming through the new, maybe like the Conor Benz, that, they're good fighters, Nigel Benz boy, I mean, they kind of fight. I love these kind of fights.
Would you think,
I thrive in these fights. That's what I need.
Eubanks boy. since he's got his trainer, because his last fight he looked phenomenal.
His dad on a speech. I was up at the. His dad on why the dinner things, and he still looks in some nick. So mm-hmm. I think they look after themselves.
That gen- do you know what I mean?
It's a big part of the game, looking after yourself mm-hmm. outside the ring as well. And I think the boys are him.
How hard's it? Because the Scottish boys who were fighting 10, 20 years ago are still fighting to this day. Is it difficult to fucking chuck it? Is it difficult?
I think it's only Scott Harris myself that's left your era. Because you had like Craig Dockery, right?
Craig's brilliant.
So you said Craig Dockery, you had Arthur. Saying that Ricky Burns well, but he was kind of, he turned pro just a few years after me. I was up in pro for 1999. Mm-hmm. So I was, but...
Fuck's sake.
I know.
Don't edit that out, mate, so you're not...
That's the 90s of 2000. That's the three decades.
Three generations. That's class, isn't it?
So I've been doing that, but... Well, I think it's just kind of like...
I just think it's in your blood to fight. Just fucking love it.
I don't know. I always present myself with challenges. Mm-hmm. See if I'm not training, I'm a different person. I need to be in the gym all the uh-huh. time. If I'm not training, I do my PTs now as well. I do my one-to-ones.
Mm-hmm. How can people get involved in that?
Through my Facebook as well.
Right.
People get in contact from my Facebook. I do them. I'm getting quite busy with them. So it's good that even if I've not got a fight coming up, I need to be in the gym for them. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I see somebody developing a bit, uh-huh. I get a buzz through that uh-huh. too. Do you know what I mean? But
of course.
Obviously, it's not the same as the fight game. I'm not going to lie and go, oh, it's great, it's good. But my passion is when I'm in there, mm-hmm. when you've had an 8 or 10 week training camp, so's your opponent, you go, right, well, let's see who's the best here.
Do you feel alive in the ring? Is that what you feel? Is it a bit of escapism to be in that ring and to just there yourself?
The ring, you know who you're up against. Mm-hmm. So, you know, doing the promoting thing, that there was so many side things hitting you and It was harder, but when I'm in the ring, I'm fit, I'm ready to fight, so is the guy close to me, mm-hmm. and as I say, it's right, let's see who's the best. Uh-huh. There's times you come out, after the Crawler fight, I remember coming out in the dressing room, Nadie was there, it's empty, it's a reality check, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? I'm saying people, it's just a lot of people things today, mm-hmm. things are happening, but remember after one of the fights, I came out, walked to the dressing room, I took my socks off, and it's full of blood. So there's 20 people in the room, like, oh, what's that? It's just, or the soles of my feet were all
blisters.
Actually burst open kind of thing, because I'm an idiot, I put new boots on and didn't break them in for mm-hmm. the fight. That was one of my earlier ones. Do you know what I mean? Things like that, but it's just the way the game goes, isn't it?
How difficult is, after a loss, how long do you hit a low for? How is it? Is it a long time, or do you try and snap out it as quickly as possible?
I'll be honest, it's hard to snap out it. It mm-hmm. takes a wee bit, do you know what I mean? Everything goes through your head. Even after a win, you're high, then after a win, boof, because 1 minute you've got routine, good routine, you're training, you're in a gym with your pals. I don't mean your pals, I mean your gym, your fighting pals. See the mm-hmm. guys that's gone through the same thing as you? It's a different kind of, you've got your pals outside, you've got your pals, they're pro fighters, and everybody's in the same, you're in the same trenches kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I know it sounds a bit extreme, but there's times a fight where you want to chuck it.
You want to.
I mean, I fought Mitch Prince. On paper, it should be an easy fight. It's one of the hardest fights I've had. So I was, and after the fight, I remember spewing red stuff. Just spewing Pete. And Mitch, the two's done that. This is funny. I'm a very good pal with Mitch, right? He's always on the phone sending mad through that and WhatsApp. Crazy. What a crazy boy he is. So we're sitting there about to do the drug test. And the two's are peed at blood. You peep with, and that was the first time it's happened to me, Burns, of things. And I see Mitch just going, what's that? I was going, ah, Mitch, that's because I've hit you with a few heavy kidney shots. And I had the same. It's what you put your body through.
Is that what happens?
You peep with for a man, maybe
that don't scare the shit out of you.
Just your body, it's just your kidney just clearing them out, kind of thing. But you see, you're doing it the weight, you've nothing on you, have no fat, so you feel everything, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you piss blood for. My two boys, you see me do it, and they're going, ah. So after one of the times, they go, what is it today, Dad? What is it after this one, Dad? Is it Ribena's coming out again? Because uh-huh. they obviously don't see you doing the uh-huh. test, but they see the colour when you're pulling it into the wee.
What age are your boys?
Jake's 15 and Drew's 13.
So you get nervous when they get into the ring?
Aye, I did. Drew and Jake, the two of them said, the two will beat the last fight in the Scottish final, so they did. Close fights. Could have went either way, but this is all. As I say, this might be good for him to get uh-huh. a wee
part of the game.
Drew's only had one defeat. He's good. Jake's had a couple, but Jake threw that one away. I was kind of winding him up for it. He, he body slams opponent and got points to calf. So,
oh, did he?
That's what cost him a fight.
You're joking?
No.
Did he take up wrestling maybe?
Says, Jake, what are you doing, man? And he's answered me, it was the day before the Gale Eubank fight, and he went, De Gale done that to Eubank, or Eubank done that to De Gale, and he didn't get a point to calf. I went, oh, geez, shut up.
But you must be proud of him, man.
Aye, they're doing well. My lassie's been heavily involved in the gymnastics, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She's up at the gym all day, she's got the gloves on now as well. I'm going,
oh no.
Here we go.
What age is she?
She's, me missus, four. 4 year old, I know.
Mental.
I'm a joke, I'm going at myself. So the two boys, they're boys, they're turning to men, you can accept they're going to get punched.
Aye.
What my lassie going to do
no,
that?
No.
That's your
baby,
innit? And she's actually no bad.
Uh-huh.
Here we go, man.
I know, I can hit my wee daughter's 9 and
is she?
Oh, that's tough, mate. But Willie boy, for coming on today, mate, and telling your story, it's been brilliant, man.
Hey, Bola,
and anybody that's wanting to get involved, check out his Facebook, PTs, even get tickets for the next fight. Great guy, support your aim, and absolute pleasure. If you anything else you want to finish up on.
I'm just pleased to come on here, mate, and just say my bit. Do you know what I mean?
I know, it's great, mate.
It's been good. So it's nice.
That's all right, innit?
Superb, man.
That's your career on the rise, mate. If you're on here first,
it,
just bring another belt in here, we'll get that spoke about.
So aye, after the next fight.
Definitely, mate.
Was there still more stories? I don't want to see them all in one.
I know, mate. Just reel that in, innit? But absolute pleasure, mate. And
you, mate.
I wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks
and
very much.
Aye, and your coming right. fights, mate. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers. All right.
You can also watch my podcast on my YouTube channel. The link is in the bio if you'd like to subscribe. You can follow me on my social media platforms to see who my next guest is. Follow me on Facebook at JamesEnglish11, Twitter, JamesEnglish0, Instagram, JamesEnglish2. You can also download these podcasts on iTunes or Spotify.